Yerushalmi Peya Daf Aleph. He introduced us now of the mitzvahs tlius ba'aretz that have a number of different halachos to them. We're going to be learning over the next few mesechtos many of the halachos in Peya. We're actually going to learn not just Peya, that's the first mitzvah, but we learn about Lekha, Shicha, and other things as well. And the Mishnah starts off with a halacha nagei to Peah. Peah, of course, is the mitzvah that Torah requires a person who has a field and he's harvesting his fields to leave a corner. Peah really, by definition, means a corner to leave for the aniyim to come to collect, to be able to take. A person is over an iser if you take off all the things of your field. And you have to leave it for the aniyim. Now, if a person didn't do that, so the question is, what's the halacha? Normally we say that something you did, you get malchus. The halacha is here, we don't do that. The halacha of you're over in Issa, the Torah says that you have to leave Peya, but if you do it, you're over in Avera, but you don't, there's no malchus on it, on the Avera that you do. And we'll see also what a person takes in Peya, it doesn't have any in Kedusha in a sense, there's no, you don't take Maisa from it. And the halacha is that anybody can eat it. The aniyim that come is could be from any Kohen Levi Yisrael, and but only an ani. And we'll see in the Gemara later if an usher, a non-ani, comes to take, to collect it, it's Geneva, it's Gazela, and he's punished, and he has to pay compensation to the aniyim. And one other halacha is also, which we're going to see, is that, but an ani takes it, he's kind of it. And we'll see the halakas of whether the one ani comes and he claims it, does he have to actually pick it up to claim it? If he just looks at it, is it considered ownership? And furthermore, the halakas is that an ani acquires it, he can do whatever he wants with it. If an ani decides to give it to an usher, he's allowed to do that because there's no, not like truma or kachem, only mutter for a levi or a kohen. It's really something that's mutter to every person to eat to aniyim without any restrictions. So the Mishnah says, Elu Dvarim Shein Lam Shir. Famous Mishnah, which we have in the morning, and we say we discuss the halacha of the gear to the mitzvah peah. We discuss the halachas of many other things as well. We're really going to just touch upon the mitzvah peah and just listen, read the rest of the Mishnah. Elu Dvarim Shein Lam Shir. The things that don't have any shir, which means there's no minimum or there's no maximum. That a person goes ahead and has to just leave something. You can leave the smallest amount, one stalk, or you can leave the entire field. There is no din, or no halakha requirement to either the maximum or the minimum. And that's what the Mishnah starts off. Elu dvarim she'ein lahem shir. Peya is one number one. The rest of the things are really just mentioned, agav, to the same halakha, it's a peya. What, of course, the Mefarshim point out, Pei Moshe, and the Rosh Vissalo, and the others, we'll see in the Gemara, that only midaraisa there's no shear. But midrabanan, Mishnah is going to say later in the Perek Beis, that there is a shear, ain't poskin lepeya mishishin, that there is no din of, there is a din of pay, you can't leave less than 1/60. Well, where does that come from? Where did the rabbanan get that shear from? We'll learn that in the Gemara later. But the for the midaraisa, there is no minimum shear. The Torah says, lo sachalos pa'asotko b'ketzeko, don't remove the corner of your field. That's all the Torah says. Midaraisa, and there is no shear as to one way or the other as to what you're allowed to leave, what you're not allowed to leave. Now, interesting, some halakha as well. We'll see the difference between pay and other things. That if a person wants to leave his entire field for aniyim, he's allowed to do that. Normally, if a person says, I want to leave my whole field for truma and maisers, that does not work. You can leave majority of it, but you have to take something from yourself. You have to separate the hulin. But by paya, the halakha is there's no shear, no maximum, minimum. You can do whatever you want to, as long as you leave something for the aniyim. So that's the halakha number one in the Mishnah. Bikurim, same idea, bikurim. There's no minimum requirement. You can bring the minimum amount of bikurim. You can bring your whole field for bikurim. There's also no halakha, no minimum requirement as well. You can give your whole field for bikurim as, without any reservations as well. Lamayla or lamata, a person can go ahead and do that. Hareon, going other regal, that the Torah requires a person three times a year to go Rias Pnei Hadon. You have to go see that because Baruch should see you. You should see him by going out to the Makom HaMikdash. And here as well, there's an old shear. As long as a person was there one time for a few minutes, it's sufficient. And as many times as you want to go, It does go, there is no requirement as well to go to as many times as you want. Each time it's a mitzvah, but there's no requirement above the one time. Gemilas chasadim, gemilas chesed. Again, the Gemara is going to discuss what type of gemilas chesed that a person can do. Now, here we're talking about getting gemilas chesed. Chasadim, as the Mefarshim explained, means begufo, says the Pnei Moshe. Like Bikacholim Likvar Mason, there's no minimum no share. A person can go to visit Bikacholim every day, can be involved in a Kvuras HaMeis a day. There's no minimum, there's no maximum, but that's only got the goof. But as far as using your money, as far as Pidyon Shvuyim, and to give money for Halbish Arumim, or to feed people, etc., there's a share. Because the look is, a person has to give. No, you don't have to give more than a 20th. A person should give, you have to give Meiser, but a person can give up to a 20th. And it says in the Gemara, a person shouldn't give way more than 1/20th of his field, 1/5, a 20th more. That you shouldn't do, because we're afraid that a person himself will have to come to people. People give away more than a 20th would have to go. There's a concern, you're not allowed to, because we're concerned that you may have to eventually go yourself and give away all your money. You're not going to have your left. You have to go then afterwards yourself to go ahead and beg for people to help you. So therefore, the Torah says, "Ayivaz miyoshi michomesh." But here we're talking about mitzvah beguf. That's as mitzvah with your mammon. But mitzvah shebeguf, there is no requirement. There is no minimum. You do whatever a person has to do. And the last one, of course, is Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is where there's a share. A person is no share, which means a person should learn at least the minimum. And the halakha is, we know that a person, lamayla, a person can never stop learning. You see, yomu balayla. There is no shir to that. However, there is a shir minimum. A person has to learn at least something each day. That's one reason why we even say this Mishnah, according to some Mishnah, brings down. When we learn in the brach, we have berachas haTorah. What if we don't learn? So we made a brachal about Torah. Person can't learn during the week. So the Gemara said, "Hey, Elud Vam, we at least say the Mishnah. So at least we yotze with the minimum amount of learning that we learned the mitzvah. That's sufficient as well. And if a person should be able to learn at least something during the day, something at night. That's why somebody say a person can't learn during the day. At least say some psukim at night. You mekayim the mitzvah, the minimum of the mitzvah. But however, maximum, every minute, every word that you learn is another mitzvah. And therefore, the Chafetz Chaim says a person can, famous Chafetz Chaim, that says that a person can speak approximately 200 words a minute. So therefore, if every word of Torah is another mitzvah, a person can accomplish by 200 words of Torah, 200 mitzvahs just in 1 minute. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Mishnah continues and says that the Elud Vam, or what the connection to the Mishnah before is, because we talk about again Talmud Torah, so it mentions this as well. Elud Vam Sheila Adam Achal Parasim Mazer, the person gets peros in this world. And the principle you still get in the Olam Haba, which means normally when a person gets rewarded in this world, it takes over part of your reward that you're going to get in the next world, as we're going to explain. But here, there are certain things that you can get hana in this world, and yet the Keren Kiyomah is still the principal reward, will still be in the next world, in Elam Haba. And we'll explain what that means. And the Kibbutz of Aim is one Kibbutz of Aim, Gemilas Chasadim, Haba Shalom El Mechavero. Bring peace, Ben Elam Shalom, Bit Chavero, Tamilkan Akuma. Talmud Torah is equal to all of them. Again, it's hard to understand what the Mishnah is bringing down over here. Why is the Mishnah telling us these things at this point? It's telling us, once we spoke about Talmud Torah, it tells us the additional things of what Talmud Torah represents. And the Rashi Soloro, of course, asks the question, is why does the Mishnah here limit, we mentioned a few things before the Ram Sheinem Shir. Now we add on things that we didn't say before, which is Kibud of Aim and Avor Shalom and Chavero, has added on things as well, which we didn't say before. Now we add this to the Mishnah. But if we're adding to the Mishnah, why don't we add the other things in Mishnah's Kedushin and brings down Shluch HaKan, brings down other things that also mitzvahs that a person can do. Why Dafka is a limit itself to these over here? And why does the Mishnah tell us the other mitzvahs that have come? We have in the mitzvah other things, other mitzvahs that come that are included as well. And why aren't those things included in the Mishnah? Why Dafka these are not included? There are other mitzvahs as well. And yet it only mentions these four. It doesn't mention the other things in the Mishnah that we talk about there. Why aren't they included? This is a lengthy machlokas in the Rishonim and the Achronim to explain why the Mishnah picks some, chooses some and leaves out some others. There must be a reason why the Torah is leaving those out. We'll see the Gemara gives a little bit of a glimpse of this as we come on to the end of explaining the end of the Mishnah. Okay, so therefore the Mishnah says again, Tamiru is connected to all these things, where there's a Karen Kayamas Olam Abba, and therefore the benefits are in this world and the next world. It does not take away anything from this world in being able to do the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, these are things that don't have any mitzvah. One of the things we said, of course, was Peah. Freight the Gemara question. Yitzchak Leimah was sitting and asking a question. Omrin, it said, we had a question. It seems like you included all the things in the Mishnah. The things that ain't lam shir, and you gave us, again, it didn't say several, but it listed, Peah, Bikurim, Re'on, Gemilas, Chasam, Talmud Torah. So Ma'ai says that it's all of them included, there's no others. Freight the Gemara, why don't we include Truma? Truma is also something which there's no shir in Truma. The Midaraisa, even one chita is Poteri Sakri, even one of them. And the Chama give a shir that you have to give, as Premosha brings down, the Chama gave a shir, Ayin Yofa Akad Me'aborim Abedin Al-Khamishim. A person gives generously, it's 1/40, or average is 1/50, and a person who's stingier gives even less. But there is a minimum. So what? But Lamaisa again. But the Torah says, as far as the shear itself, Minat Torah, there is no shear. Rabbana gave us a shear. But the Torah said there's no shear. So why did we leave Truma out when there's also no minimum or maximum in here as well that is not included into the Mishnah? Why shouldn't this be included in the count of the Mishnah? Is the question that the Gemara asked. So the Gemara says, that's tomorrow's question. So the Gemara goes and he answers and says, because of Machlokes. What do you mean a Machlokes? What's the Machlokes? So the Premosha explains, you have to leave at least something left over. You pluck this instance of Machlokes, because in the other case of the Mishnah, it says clear the minimum amount. Nobody argues that even for pay, even one stalk is enough. So it can say therefore elam shir, not the minimum, not the maximum. But truma, since there's a multi machlokes tanoim in the Mishnah Maseches Trumos as to what is the minimum. Some say if it shouldn't be 1/10, it should be the chacham say 1 lent. Some say even the smallest amount. So that to say that the clue in the Mishnah of Ein Lam Shir would be inappropriate because it's a Machlokas Bedava. And Bepluk the Lokamayri is the Lashon. We're not bringing in things of Machlokas. And that's why the Mishnah only things that everyone agrees to, there's no minimum. But something that has a several Machlokas Tanoim as to what the Shir is, that the Mishnah does not include into the count of the Lashon of the Mishnah. Amar Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says that there's Anocha, another answer you can give to explain why the Truma is not included. And it says as follows. Gemara says, because Adamah said, called Sadeh Bikurim. A person can go do all his entire field Bikurim. And Adamah says, called Sadeh Truma. You can't leave over your whole field for Truma. Which means, a person, by Bikurim, which is included in the Mishnah, you can leave over the whole thing, you have to leave nothing over. And you still makayim the mitzvah Bikurim. But by Truma, the halakha of Truma is, you have to leave something for Truma. You have to have something, so you can't give away everything for Truma. So it's not included in the Mishnah, because it's not something else. There's who writes him, we could live in the Mishnah. But Eino Yaz called Suma Truma. The Be'inon says the Premosha, she is Shirin Nikarin. The Mishnah brings down a Pesachim, there has to be something nicker, that you're leaving over something, and therefore something has to be left over. That's why it says in spite of Alokas, you can give over your whole field, it would be good enough. But since Truma, you can't. Something has to be nicker behind, you have to leave behind. It cannot be included in the halakh in the case of the Mishnah of Ein Lam Shir, minimum or maximum. Faith to Gemara, the same thing by Peya, Ari Adam, Ein Olmos Avakazel Peyu. We learned in a Brisa that a person can accept, you can't go over the whole thing to pay, you have to leave over something. Yet the Mishnah leaves it over. Since we learned in the Brisa that what? You have to leave over something for Peya, and yet the Mishnah includes it in.